This is Ozarks at Large. Nashville's Grand Ole Opry is a historic site revered by musicians. Several country legends have and continue to perform on the Opry stage. Last month, Northwest Arkansas-based artist Caleb Brian Martin made his debut at the Opry's pre-show. Last week, he came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to share his experience with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. To begin their conversation, Caleb described some of the recent changes in his life, starting with his appearance.
I got my hair cut and everything.
How much did you cut off?
I cut it all off. It was.
Do you know how many inches it was? Did they tell you?
No, but it was like down like here almost.
It was down to your back.
Yeah.
Now it's just completely gone.
It's gone.
How does it feel? A little lighter?
I like it better.
Yeah.
I like it better with short hair.
Okay.
I have really bad cowlicks though, so I wear a hat a lot of times to cover them up.
But a hat is very stylish. It's very good. Why did you decide to cut it?
It had been growing for almost like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I was just like, it kind of got annoying. So I decided to cut it off.
Make a change.
Yeah.
I don't see someone for a couple months and they come in looking different. You look very snazzy today. I'm loving your...
Thank you.
Your blazer.
Yeah.
What color would we call that?
It's more of a burgundy, maybe.
Burgundy,
yeah.
Kind of velvet.
Yeah.
And is that also new, or did you have that before?
Oh, no, I got this recently.
Any particular reason?
Remember my wife and I had our ceremony. I went and bought this.
Oh, wanted to look all snazzy.
Yeah.
That's right. Last time you were here, we were talking about you getting married in the fall. So tell me about that. When did you guys get married and where was it at?
We got married on top of White Rock Mountain.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, it was fun. It was more of like an elopement, you know, type
Simple.
Thing. So yeah, we had like a videographer and like a photographer and like someone to officiate it, and that was it.
Nice.
So we really liked
it. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all of this, somehow you found time to play at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? I don't know that they, and maybe they do, but I don't know that that's just an invitation that they hand out to anybody.
Yeah, no, it was, so it wasn't like, it was the pre-show to the Grand Ole Opry. So
still.
Yeah. Like, it was at the Opry. It was pretty cool. Like, do you know what WSM is? The radio station?
The radio station over
Nashville. I emailed them, and I was just like, hey, I'd love to come play on your station sometime. And they got back with me, and they're like, oh, we really like your music. We're having these bluegrass nights at the Opry if you want to, like, play the pre-show to it. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. So that was pretty fun. They invited me back for November 29th.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about... The pre-show, is it still on the same Opry stage, or is it in a different facility?
So it's like Ricky Skaggs was playing that night at the Opry, and he's like one of my heroes. But so people who bought tickets to go see him, they would like, you have to wait outside before you go in and sit down. And so I got to play for all of them.
So you got to play from outside.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
So
it was really fun. It was a really cool stage, and they had like three other solo acts, so it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, did you get to talk to the headliner that night, or
no? But they gave me like a tour backstage and everything, and so that was pretty fun getting to actually like see what goes on back there.
Any secrets you can divulge?
I mean, I didn't get to talk to anybody or anything, but
sure.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad they invited me back.
Well, yeah, that means you did a good job.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that was. A little nerve-wracking, I guess.
You have a big smile on your face. You must have really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll talk a little bit about what it means to be able to play in that place, even if it's just outside. I mean, the Opry just has a lot of history.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, incredible. Like, I don't even know. It was just, like, I was really nervous because I was, like, there's a lot of... really huge people that have played there, you know, like Hank Williams started there and all kinds of stuff. Ricky Skaggs plays there all the time.
Had you been there before to watch a show, or?
So I've been to the Ryman before, but I'd never actually been to the Grand Ole Opry before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool getting to go in there.
Had you ever, I think sometimes they broadcast on TV. Had you ever been able to watch something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandparents watch it all the time. I've always watched it and stuff. So, or I've seen stuff like that, but. Never been there until then.
So your grandparents must have been very proud.
Yeah, they listened and everything. They were really proud.
Right, because you were able to listen, stream it online
yeah.
from here, and I guess you'll be able to do that again on the 29th of November.
Yeah.
Can we hear one of the songs that you played?
Sure.
and I still live there. A moonshine steel and no deer trail in the home of a big old bear. Well, don't step foot in his home, he's better be left alone. Uncle Willie, he lives down the road from that old bear pen. He tells a tale from long ago how that bear ate all his kin. My home is in the Ozark Mountains. My home is in the Ozark Mountains. Home is in the Ozark Mountains, but I can't go back anymore.
So what was the trip like over for you? Were you able to spend a couple of days there, or did you head straight to Nashville and then come home, or?
So I played the Opry pre-show the day before I was supposed to get married.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I got up early that morning and headed over to Nashville and hung out with people for a little bit and played and came back home. After that show.
That night?
Yeah, that night. And got home at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So you didn't even sleep in Nashville?
No. Yeah, I got back up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and went and got married.
Well, that's a good thing to come home for.
Yeah, I was really excited. It's probably the best weekend of my life so far.
Yeah, that's a pretty good weekend for sure. Now, you did get to head back east after that, though, for a couple of shows / honeymoon. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Where all did you guys get to go?
So we honeymooned in Asheville, North Carolina.
I love Asheville.
Yeah, Asheville's fun. And I played some shows over there. Played like East Tennessee, Asheville area. And I'll be back over there in January playing in West Virginia and North Carolina, East Tennessee, all those places, yeah.
Had you gotten to play there before in that kind of region?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played there. I kind of just broke into that area this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm trying to get more over there because we're talking about, like, moving there, like, next year, possibly. So.
Oh, we'd miss you.
Yeah. So, it'll be fun.
Were you able to meet any other musicians and make some contacts, you know, either during your trip to the Carolinas or to Nashville?
Yeah, so... there was, at the Opry pre-show thing, there was a house band there that did, like, between sets and stuff. And I got to talk to them, and, they're called Farmer and Adele, and they're, like, this old, classic country band. And I talked to them for a long time, and they, like, friended me on Facebook and sent me all kinds of contacts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, hooked me up over there, and I was like, thanks. Yeah.
Now tell me more about this band. I heard you say Adele. Does Adele sing with them?
No, so, like, the lead singer, her last name is Adele.
Okay.
And so I was like, that's so strange, but they're really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're really good.
So what have you got planned for the rest of the year? Will you be around here at all, or getting the road again?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm recording my new album next week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be out in March.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll have to have you come back for that.
Yeah, and then after I record that, I'll be... in the Gulf Coast for a week,
mm-hmm.
playing some music down there, hitting up the beaches in New Orleans and
that sounds lovely this time of year.
Yeah, so I'm excited, but I'll mostly be around here for the winter and stuff.
So the album that you're working on, what can you tell me about it?
So it'll be a lot of fast grass type stuff, like a lot of, you know, speed grass stuff. Yeah,
your specialty.
Yeah, it's called Freight Trains, Murders, and Lost Loves.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm excited.
And where will you be recording that at?
I'll be recording that at Stone Ridge Recording in Asylum Springs.
And have you worked with them before?
Yeah, I put out my last album with them. So, yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Will it just be you on the album, or do you have any guest artists that'll be helping you out?
Yeah, I have my buddy Mike Lavender playing upright bass for me, and my buddy Nathaniel Stone playing fiddle. And so I'll be doing banjo and guitar, and so it'll be fun.
How many tracks do you think will be on it?
It'll be 10.
So you've already got them picked out?
Yeah.